signing off. See you next week. Stay warm and stay safe.
Hunnan, this is Big C coming to you from HunnanChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnan County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunnan kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnan County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor. Denver Bronco fans are giving the team a hero's welcome as they return as Super Bowl champions. Fans camped out yesterday afternoon to greet players after the team's charter landed at the airport. The Broncos will get to celebrate with the city later today, and the victory parade is set to start at noon. The voting is about to get underway across New Hampshire, with very early results in from three tiny towns that voted overnight in the first in the nation primary. At the stroke of midnight, voters in Dixville, Notch, and Hart's location cast their ballots for Ohio Governor John Kasich and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Millsfield went on for Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Hillary Clinton. And today is a good day for people who love breakfast. It's not only National Bagel Day, but it's also Pancake Day. And later for dinner, you can celebrate National Pizza Day as well. At participating Einstein Brothers Bagels, you can receive a free bagel and schmear with any purchase by printing off a coupon from the website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. I have to be honest with you. I was thrilled when Ovation Hair sought me to give them an endorsement because I love their products. Ovation Cell Therapy Protein and Amino Acid Treatment nourishes my hair and scalp, and it binds onto the hair shaft. I don't know exactly how it works, but all I can tell you is I normally have extremely fine hair, and I normally wear a hat. But my hair is so much thicker and fuller, and when I use this product, I've even gone to the salon, had them do my hair, blow my hair dry, and I've come home and redone it myself because my Ovation Cell Therapy hair products make my hair thicker and fuller, so I can do a better job at home by myself with my Ovation products. If you'd like to try them, please, you can get a discount by choosing Angie Austin Daybreak USA when you check out. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. There is a satisfaction money-back guarantee, and I am telling you, I guarantee you will love the products, ovationhair.com.
Surrogates for Marco Rubio are out in force trying to promote him after what many considered a weak performance in Saturday's debate. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Surrogates for Florida Senator Marco Rubio have been working the press and public for their candidate after what many considered a weak performance in Saturday night's New Hampshire debate. Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy appeared on Twitter with Rusty Humphries. He dismissed attacks by Chris Christie regarding Rubio repeating things while campaigning.
I've heard Chris Christie say the same line about Marco Rubio in the Senate versus having a governor in the presidency. They all say the same lines. And if you hear reporters on the stump, they'll tell you that every single one of them, they tell the same jokes and tell the same stories and give the same speeches.
Duffy says Rubio could gain tremendous support in the Hispanic community, leading Republicans to a big win in the fall. I'm Jason Wirt.
Johnny Manziel's ex-girlfriend now has a protective order against the Cleveland Browns quarterback. The Browns are expected to cut Manziel next month. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
President Obama is asking Congress for $1.8 billion to help fight the Zika virus. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
The request comes as the World Health Organization calls a public health emergency. The administration wants the money for emergency response in the U.S. and overseas. It's also targeted for CDC research of the virus. Zika is transmitted by mosquitoes and has spread to at least 29 countries. The Obama administration says 50 Americans have returned to the U.S. infected with Zika. U.S. health officials are urging all pregnant women returning from affected countries to get tested. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
A missionary who was kidnapped by an Al-Qaeda group in Burkina Faso is free. The terrorist group said in a video that it has released Australian missionary Jocelyn Elliott. However, the group is still holding her husband, Dr. Ken Elliott. The couple, who are in their 80s, have worked in the West African nation for more than 40 years. They helped build a hospital where Dr. Elliott is the only surgeon. The group said it kidnapped the couple in a move to pressure the government to release terrorists in prison. And all teenagers should be screened for depression. That's the recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which says a system should be in place to treat young people in need. The group says there's plenty of evidence that screening should be done and that there are tests that work to detect depression. There's no suggestion from the task force on how often teens should be screened. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones.
Feel his brain isn't as healthy as he...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey. It is currently overcast and 31 degrees. Today's forecast is snow, high near 34, chance of precipitation 80%, accumulation less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, snow mainly before 11 p.m., low around 28, and the new snow accumulation possible of 1 to 2 inches. Wednesday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, high near 36, new snow accumulation of half of 1 inch possible. Wednesday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around 19. Again, new accumulation of less than half of an inch. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers, partly sunny, high near 26. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low of 11. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 26. Friday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low of 13. Saturday, chance of snow showers, partly sunny, high near 18. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of negative 3. Sunday, sunny, high near 14. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low of 8. And on Monday, chance of snow, partly sunny, high near 30.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, and you're listening to Some Things About Money. I'm Jeannie Aversa, financial advisor at Patton Hedin Associates, and with me is Joe Patton. How are you today, Joe?
Recovering, Jeannie. It's a beautiful day. If you like snow, cold, not so much wind, so we can't complain. Although, you know, the roadblock that they set up coming here did create a bit of a delay, and we were just a tad concerned whether or not we would be making it here on time, but we did. Here we are, and it is Some Things About Money. And as Jeannie says, I am Joe Patton, certified financial planner. And we are with Patton Hedin Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. And it's been a while since we've been on the radio because we've been going through some adjustments here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. But it's good to be back. Good to be with you. And thank you again for tuning in. And I'm sure you're a little bit concerned with all of the stuff that's going on in the marketplace these days. You know, looking at the markets, things have been rather shaky of late. But as you know, we are huge proponents of buying on sale, and what a sale it has been. And the sale is continuing today, Jeannie. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 15,982. Oh, just jumped to 16,000. Yay, down 22.81 points. The S&P 500, 1852. That's down 0.91. The NASDAQ is at 4286. Green on that screen, up 2.42, or almost 0.6%. Over at Europe indices, let's see. Not that good. They're sliding as miners and banks are feeling a lot of heat over there. The FTSE's down 1.36%. The DAX is down 1.69%. And the CAC 40 is down 2.33%. Oil's been the culprit for this entire downturn. And, you know, there's continued fears that the estimated amount of reserves that we've been seeing may have been underestimated, which is not good for oil prices. Currently, oil is at $29.60 a barrel. That's down 9 cents. If we take a look at gold, gold has been on a little bit of a minor tear of late with all of the uncertainty in the global markets. Currently, it's at $11.93.80. That's down $4.10 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury, which has been just beaten to a pulp, the yield on that is down again today, down to 1.7328%. So kind of hand in hand, there was some conversation last week as to whether or not we were going to follow the Japanese lead and go to negative interest rates, or at least allow for that possibility. We'll have to see, but if we continue to lack the growth that we all would like to see, that may not be necessarily an impossibility now. So, Jeannie, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the snow. This is perfect. Not like that big storm we had a couple weeks ago. Just a nice covering. An inch is nice.
Well,
I can handle that.
They seem to have dodged the bullet in New Hampshire for the first primary of the year. Of course, Iowa's caucus. This is primary. And who knows what the result's going to be there. People from New Hampshire are very independent in their nature, and their voting seems to demonstrate that time and time again. I think over 40% of the electorate in the state are independent. So we'll have to see where they decide to vote this time around, whether it be in the Democratic primaries or in the Republican primaries. But we're just going to be very interested to see who the nominees of both parties are, because that will say a lot about where the markets will go for the rest of the year as the primaries go. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to touch on today before we get into the markets is an event that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the annual soup cook-off sponsored by some of the Rotary clubs. I mean, Flemington has been doing a fabulous job over the years on this. And the event's going to be at Central High School on February 29th. That's a Monday. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you there. You're going to be seeing signs up along the roadways. We don't want you to stare at the signs instead of the cars in front of you. But if you happen to be at a stoplight or a stop sign and there's a sign right there, pay attention to it. And we hope to see it, because the proceeds of the event does provide food for the five area food banks here in Hunterdon County. So it's for a very good cause. And believe me, the soups are amazing. You are not going to walk away hungry, and you can get as much as you want. Delicious. So I encourage you to come and take advantage of it.
And that's Leap Day.
Yeah.
That's our extra day that we have this year.
Yes. We like Leap Days. Leap Days are cool.
Now we have soup on Leap Day. That's even better.
Yeah.
Even cooler.
What isn't so cool, I mean, the president came out after the Friday's job report and tried to put a stick in the eye of the Republican contenders by touting the 4.9% headline unemployment number. But, you know, there's a lot more slack in the labor market that is implied by a 4.9% unemployment rate. So Friday's employment report for the month of January showed an unemployment rate of 4.9%, and that was the lowest level since February of 2008. Though the rate's steady fall is a positive reflection of ongoing improvement in the labor market, we believe there is much greater slack in the market than what is currently being reflected in a headline unemployment rate. And after all, the media jumps all over the headline number because it's the number that the government throws out there, which makes them look as favorable as possible. However, if you take a look at all of the charts that are available to see, you're going to see that there's currently approximately 6 million people in the category of underemployed. And that would be Americans working on a full-time basis, part-time basis, but would rather be working full-time, or people who currently have given up looking for work. And that is a huge number. Now, that 6 million in that category is compared to an average of approximately 4.5 million in the years prior to a recession. So, you know, a lot of people have been talking more and more about the potential for a recession. And if we were to go into one, that does not bode well for, let's say, hoping for a shallow recession. Overall, we estimate that an additional 1 to 1.5 million part-timers will have to shift into full-time positions to give at least partial justification to the current headline unemployment rate. Given the category's recent pace of improvement and our expectations of future improvements, this shift could take an additional 18 to 24 months of relatively steady job market growth. It means a lot. It means a lot in terms of productivity. It means a lot in terms of the earnings that corporations can generate, which feeds directly into the increase or decrease in share value. So if you don't have a full-time job or if you don't have job security, you're probably not much interested in taking out a car loan or a loan to buy a house or even buy some of the smaller consumer items, because, quite frankly, you just don't have the discretionary income to devote to those things. So, yeah, we have to get that number up to a more reasonable rate, or in this case, down to a more reasonable rate, before we can see any type of movement. My belief is certainly movement by the Fed in raising interest rates. We don't have the wage inflation. We don't have the high employment. We don't have the same level of productivity that we enjoyed earlier coming out of the previous recession. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I think throwing an extra $10 of tax on a barrel of oil, which would be pushed out to the ultimate consumer at the pump, is really not a good way to spur on the economy. But, you know, those are just facts, and we can't let those get in the way of ideology. Mm-hmm. So, Jeannie, I think it's pretty much time for our first break, and then we'll get on with some of the morning research notes, and I'm sure you have a whole bunch of stuff over there to talk about as well.
I do. All right, first break.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And we are back. This is Some Things About Money with Joe Patton and Jeannie Aversa today. And this is a wonderful day. Well, not in the market, but, you know, it's certainly bouncing around quite a bit, Jeannie. I mean, we started out way down, and then we came back positive, and then we went way down again. And then all of a sudden, we came back positive. Has to make you wonder what's going on out there. Yeah, is it oil bouncing around, or is it Janet Yellen's upcoming commentary that's driving a lot of the market sentiment this morning? So before, we were looking at a lot of down stuff. Dow is almost flat right now. The S&P 500 is up 0.1%, and the NASDAQ is up almost 0.2%. So that's positive since just right before the break. You know, up until, I guess the last couple of weeks, for the last few years at least, momentum trading has been a very big thing, especially when you're looking in the technology sector. But, you know, according to FactSet, the Dow Jones Market Momentum Index lost 4.4% last week as biotech and high-flying technology stocks experienced increased selling pressure. The decline in momentum barometer marked its worst one-week performance since August of 2009. Additionally, 36 stocks in the S&P 500 lost 10% or more last week. Several of the large momentum names within information technology and consumer discretionary, which helped buoy the S&P 500 from steeper declines last year, have also experienced a reversal of fortune this year. Amazon and Netflix, for example, have each seen declines of 27% year-to-date, wow, compared to the S&P 500 of minus 9.2%. Over the last 2 days, information technology as a whole is down nearly 5%, whereas the S&P 500 is minus 3.2%. Combined with declines across biotech this year, the last pillars of the growth momentum trade do seem to be unwinding. And in case you need more proof, FANG, you've heard of that, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet, are down as a group 17% so far in 2016, again, compared to the S&P 500 of minus 9.2%. In 2015, the poster children for momentum rallied significantly, surpassing the S&P 500 index total return of 1.4%. According to FactSet, the NASDAQ composite still carries roughly 24% valuation premium compared to the S&P 500. However, tech companies within the S&P 500 are trading roughly at the same forward PE as the broader market. Asia Pacific, Japanese stocks fell more than 5% overnight, their largest daily decline since mid-2013, outside of a spillover effect from weaker trading in the U.S. yesterday. Slowing earnings growth and mounting skepticism over Abenomics were principally to blame for the sour tone. Specifically, investors appear to be questioning the ability of central bankers and other Japanese officials to truly enact structural reforms. A strengthening yen, well, that's also put central bankers on the defensive over recent days, and despite their announcements to adopt a negative interest rate policy, along with a growing exodus of foreign cash, and that exodus is to the tune of more than $1 trillion in 2016 alone. It appears investors have grown increasingly anxious over the future prospects of Japanese equities. Much of the region was closed for the Lunar New Year. However, Australian equities did trade lower by nearly 3% as bank and commodity-related shares experienced the brunt of the selling pressure. Europe, as we've talked about earlier, Europe equities are trading lower. And that was really after some modest gains at the open. Basic resources, real estate, banks, well, they're all receiving the most negative attention, while telecom and retail stocks are seeing some buying activity. Though economic data is light in the region today, German industrial production was weaker than consensus for December and contributing to the lack of buying enthusiasm. On the positive note, UK retail sales unexpectedly picked up in January. So a gleam of sorts, sunshine maybe, for Europe just in the one sector. Jeannie!
Joe.
How's it going over there?
Awesome.
Awesome?
Yep.
What you got for me?
So, I have some retirement articles.
I love retirement.
You do?
Not for me.
Not for you. Yeah. Just to learn about it.
Can't even imagine, but...
Okay. Retirement has certainly changed over the years. Certainly remember, like, when my dad was retiring, you'd never worked a day past your 65th birthday. You walked away with a gold watch and a nice pension and collecting your Social Security at that age, and you were good to go.
And then aggravated the rest of the family during the entire time he was at home.
Yeah. Now, sadly, also wasn't expected you'd be home that long. You know, you kind of thought of that as like an end of life, you know, hang around, stay at home, you know. Not so much anymore. Now people actually want to retire to do stuff. So, there's been definitely a shift in how retirement works, but also financially, mm-hmm. right? Because no longer do the companies provide you with that beautiful pension
Well, that's true. The defined benefit pension has pretty much gone the way of the dodo bird in lieu of contribution plans. 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s.
In the person's control, which is hard.
Well, yeah. They're like, oh, what do I do now? Especially after the markets have somewhat collapsed, according to Rubicinelli's out there. I look at it as the markets have pulled back to create massive opportunity for you to acquire quality, thus to build your own personal wealth. But I guess it really depends on your point of view. I'm not the old bear that they yanked out of the closet and put a microphone on, threw in front of a television camera and said, scare the public. No, I'm really talking your own life. All you have to do is think of your history of all of the recessions and market corrections that you've experienced all the way back to your first awareness of what money can do. No matter how many you've lived for, haven't they all ended the same way? Recovery, then they go higher and the markets reset, and then they move higher and the markets reset and they move higher. So, of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average that we're looking at today at 16,000 is significantly higher than what it was back in 1980. So, and we've had all these events that have occurred.
Right.
So if you're not being greedy and you're investing the right way and you have the guidance of a credentialed advisor like yourself for retirement planning or myself, who's a CFP, which really, you know, I guess makes me a general practitioner with expertise, we've lived through so many, and you know, we hold hands and we make sure clients do the right thing, and they're not scared out of the market and do what so many people did in 2008, which was hide under a rock after they sold, never to get back in. And you know, the market more than doubled from end of the first quarter of 2009 all the way up until 2015, and they missed their recovery and then some.
Right?
Please don't do that again. You know, take advantage of it. This time is not different, no matter what they tell you. Yes, it's oil this time. And the next one that we have, who knows when that's going to occur, may be for a different reason, but they all end up the same. So if you're not taking advantage of it, shame on you. If you've cashed out, double shame on you. And if you've been trying to call an advisor that you've been working with and they're hiding under a rock because they haven't experienced this before or they just don't know what to tell you, maybe it's time for another advisor. You can give us a call at 908-713-6600. We can sit down, go over your goals, your priorities, your concerns, and provide you with an education about how all of this stuff works and how you can take advantage of it. It's what we do.
Yep. One of the most visible shifts in retirement has to do with work. As I mentioned before, you would definitely retire at 65. Labor force participation has been declining for men under age 62 since the 1970s, even as more women have joined the workforce. Both older Americans of both genders are working longer, except for a dip in the last few years for men between the ages of 65 and 69. Older workers overall are a growing presence in the workforce. That's true. You definitely see a lot of older workers out there.
Well, after 2008, a lot of people ended up not being able to recover because they weren't in the market. They cashed out, took the loss, and they have to work more years in order to rebuild their retirement nest egg, and that's unfortunate. And again, it comes back to not having advice or getting the wrong advice.
Yeah. The changes in the workforce participation is narrowing the financial gap between men and women in terms of lifetime earnings. Women's lifetime earnings have been rising for decades, and they will likely continue to do so. For men, lifetime earnings are on track to increase for the cohort born between 1980 and 1989, but that increase follows decades of earnings stagnation. Men's lifetime earnings will continue to be well above women's, according to studies. For the 1980 to 1989 cohort, men can expect an average of more than $1.6 million in 2015 constant dollars compared to roughly $1.2 million for women. So, women are definitely participating in the workforce. They're working longer. Unfortunately, you know, as women age and men's life expectancies are shorter, women, maybe a widow, may want to supplement some of the income that they have. So that's another problem that something, you know, women should be you know, kind of thinking about or planning for. And it certainly gives you a better lifestyle if you are healthy enough to be out there working to give you some added income, you know, when you're by yourself. And women, as we said, have not it statistically contributed as much and saved as much as men over their lifetime. So they may need that income. More and more people are entering later life burdened by debt. So that's a problem. A lot more older people have mortgages even right. as they retire. They help their children with education, and then they sometimes incur those student debts.
And debts aren't necessarily a bad thing. It's just that you have to be careful about what type of debt you have in retirement. If you're sitting there with, you know, maxing out your credit cards and decide to call it quits from work, that's probably not a good idea. If you're dealing with school loans that are in the high mid-single digits for interest rate, that may not be a good idea. But if you're sitting with a 2.5% deductible interest rate on a mortgage, and the money that you have invested in a diversified manner is generating a positive return after tax above that, well, you have to consider whether or not it's a good idea to cash out of a higher return long-term investment to get rid of a lower cost debt over the same period of time. And, you know, the numbers sometimes work where you don't want to pay off the mortgage, and other times it's not really as simple as looking at the numbers. It's a matter of how you feel about debt. Quite frankly, there are a lot of folks out there that just can't stomach the thought of having any debt whatsoever in retirement. And if they don't get rid of it, they're not going to live very long.
So
it doesn't matter what the numbers look like if you're not going to be there to work the numbers.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So you're right. Mortgages are certainly something you can consider keeping because the low interest rate and deductibility of mortgage
interest. You're hoping that the house, which is what the mortgage is against, is an asset that over the long term will show some level of appreciation, not to mention the investments that you would have had to cash out to pay off the mortgage. So you could be, you know, the appreciating asset is going to continue to do what it does regardless of whether or not you have a mortgage.
But what you don't want is the 25% credit card debt.
That's what you don't want in retirement. No. Or the child saying, hey, mom, dad, fix up the basement so I can live here. You don't want that either.
No, don't want it either.
Well, maybe you do because you love your children. And that's right. I understand all of that. But they have launched successfully, so you would like to think that.
Of course, I want them, and they don't want to move back in.
Yes.
Which I guess is a good thing. Right. They're independent. Yes.
They get to do all the things that you and I did when we were their age. So they don't want mom and dad seeing all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it if they were living with me.
Not at all. I could see like Joe having many cameras all over the place, just checking, just to make sure. Yeah. And those are expensive. So, see, you don't want to have your children moving home. So, yeah, then you don't have the expense of having to keep an eye on them.
There you go. There
I don't want to feed them.
Luckily, they're girls. They don't eat much.
Boys. That's true.
Or it's a whole different story.
That is true. But they usually drink better wine.
There you go.
Because guys like sucking down beer.
Yeah.
And like Peyton Manning, he was going to drink a whole bunch of Buds after the
Super
Bowl.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I wonder how much Budweiser gave him for that comment.
I know, right?
Is that the new I'm going to Disneyland? I don't know. Speaking of new, now the whole market thing has gone into the other direction again. This is rather crazy. The Dow Jones Industrial is down over 49 points. The S&P down 3.63. The NASDAQ down 5.6. Over in Europe ended sharply lower. The FTSE down almost 50. The DAX down over 84 points. The CAC 40 down 66. And looking at oil, hey, oil's up 6 cents a barrel to $29.75. That's kind of why the equity markets here are bouncing around. And gold down $5.40 to $11.92.50 an ounce. And the 10-year treasury, all of a sudden, yield has ticked up by like 1/1,000,000th of a point. 1.7362%. I mean, who would have thought a couple of years ago that after the end of quantitative easing and the first Fed rate hike, we would be looking at a 10-year yield of 1.73%. Mm. Is that crazy or what?
Everything's crazy.
It really is.
The economy's crazy.
Who knows what new normal is going to be after coming out of accommodative easing for all of these years? Yeah. We're sort of in uncharted waters. Isn't that exciting?
Sure, right.
He's creating all this opportunity. I can't stand it. Ah, yes, I can. So I think we should take one more break. What do you think?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey, it's currently 31 degrees and overcast. Today's forecast is a little bit of snow, maybe accumulation of less than 1 inch. Tonight, more snow, mainly before 11, low of 28. Again, another maybe 1 to 2 inches overnight possible. Wednesday, chance of snow, mostly cloudy. Accumulation additional of less than half of an inch. Wednesday night, chance of snow showers, low of 19. Again, another half inch of snow accumulation possible. Thursday, chance of snow showers, high near 26. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low of 11. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 26. Friday night, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low of 13. Saturday, chance of snow showers, partly sunny, high near 18. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of negative 3. Sunday, sunny, high near 14. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low of 8. And on Monday, chance of snow, partly sunny, high near 30. And we're back, Joe.
Yes, we are. And I just noticed here on CNBC that President Obama is sending Congress his 8th and final budget, proposing to spend a record $4.1 trillion on a number of new initiatives. And they all sound reasonable. I'm sure there's a whole bigger laundry list than this, but I'll give you the main ones. They include launching a new war on cancer, which is going to be run by Joe Biden, which gives all of us so much confidence. He's going to be looking to combat global warming and fighting growing threats from ISIS terrorists. And, well, in all, let's just say the president's budget would increase taxes by approximately $2.6 trillion over the coming decade, and that's nearly double the $1.4 trillion in new taxes the president sought and failed to achieve in last year's budget. So, yay, you know, if you ask for something, ask big. Yeah, isn't that
go big or go home?
Donald's premise in The Art of the Deal? I mean, just put it out there. Maybe not. But if they do that, how are we ever going to have the money that's necessary to cover all of those wonderful things we need to do for the upcoming Valentine's Day?
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is coming soon.
It is. It's days away. I'm sure everybody's planning for. I know it's your favorite holiday, Joe.
Yes, I'm going to run and hide. Where's that rock?
So I did see an article about Valentine's Day and financial compatibility with your mate, which is huge. So it's definitely one, maybe the biggest point of argument between couples, between married couples for sure. Money's a big deal. And when you're dating somebody, it's all wonderful to be receiving gifts and being taken out, nice dinner, chocolates, expensive roses, because, of course, the price of roses on Valentine's Day, do you think triple, maybe quadruple?
Just crazy,
right?
And you can't even eat them.
Oh. And they don't last very long, right? They're wilted like 2 days later?
Well, yeah, generally, unless you buy the good roses, which maybe a day and a half.
Yeah. So, again, trying to notice, like, the spending habits and the financial habits of a, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, while you're dating is a good thing to look at before you get married, before you're tied to that person, because those things that you could enjoy about them, like heavy spending on you, might not bode so well when you actually are partnered with them in a marriage and they continue that spending habit and put you in debt. Or you can't control them anymore. So finding out how financially compatible you are is a big deal. It is the leading cause of divorce, and it pays to get those questions answered and to pay attention earlier in the relationship rather than later. So some things to look at. Who pays the check? So again, when you're, you know, going out together, you know, is he happy to pick up the tab, or is she willing to pay half? I mean, this may be compatibility issues. Like, you might like somebody who's willing to pay their share. Like, it seems fair to you that they would be willing to pay for their half.
Well, I think it also has to do with who put out the invitation, and you know, I don't know that you know, if Bill Gates were single and dating, that he would necessarily expect his date to pick up half the check.
Right, so right, exactly.
Economic circumstances might come into play there as well.
Exactly. And then things that you could look for, like if you go out to a dinner and he receives the bill, does he look at the bill? Does he, like, make sure it's accurate before putting the credit card in there? Or does he throw the credit card right in the folder and, like, gives it right back? You know, is that an indication of wealth? Is that an indication of not caring about money, not being concerned? You know, it's like things that could be like a trigger of, you know, I mean.
Or he's a very fast reader.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Maybe he calculated the tab in his head so he could have just peeked and said, yep, looks about right. Nothing's way off here. Exactly right. Yes. Okay, beware of the big spender. So, again, it's wonderful when you're dating somebody and it's like their money that they're spending on you. But then when you guys are together, you know, just be attentive to the fact that, for instance, for Valentine's Day, does he buy you 3 dozen roses? Is that necessary? Is that like, is he showing off, you know, or can he afford it? You know, is he going overboard just to try to woo you, but then that's, you know, he's going to be paying off those roses on that credit card for the next year and a half. Also, credit. So it's interesting. I honestly have no idea. Like, do couples ever talk about their credit and just talk about, you know, their scores during a dating process? Because if you think about it, if somebody is just, like, financially irresponsible, doesn't pay their bills, you know, credit score is horrible, that person who you may end up marrying, someday you may want to buy a house together to find out that his credit is trashed, and maybe not even for a good reason, just more like laziness. It could affect your financial future, because if you need both incomes, which chances are you do, to qualify for that house, the lowest credit score is the one that dictates what the interest rate that you'll be paying. Well, what if you were stellar at paying all your bills and he was not, and then you suffer because of the high credit card interest rate that you're paying, the high mortgage rate that you're paying because of somebody else's credit score. So, again, I think that might be a good conversation to have before you actually get married, before you walk down the altar. I don't know about dating. I don't know if people talk about that kind of stuff. You know, spending priorities. So, Somebody who just absolutely just has to spend all the time. So let's go, you know, I'll go for the woman this time and just saying, you know, she's constantly buying herself brand new, very, very expensive shoes and has about 200 pairs in her closet. These are the kind of, you know, indicators that, this person really, really likes to spend. Probably that's not going to change after they get married. And that's the worst thing I hate when I hear, oh, well, after we get married, that's not going to be that way. Really? Like, what will change? What do you think is going to change just because you walk down the altar? You know, and again, maybe it is compatible for one person to spend while one's a saver. Maybe you offset each other, and hopefully if you can work together, maybe the saver can help the spender not spend so much, and maybe the spender can help that saver enjoy life a little bit and not just be saving everything. So that can work, or it could be the opposite. It could be the recipe for disaster. It could be a horrible marriage of financial fighting constantly if you can't see eye to eye. So maybe like conversations is the way, and communication is the way to solve that. So just discussing before getting married, things like, oh, retirement plans, healthcare, buying a house, starting a family, how you're going to both handle that together, and discuss, you know, again, with a lot of those things that you're saving for, the saving for the retirement or saving for the house, maybe you can't spend that much at that time while you have a goal in place. So basically, I think conversations are important, and just committing to working together for your common goals instead of the fighting. But when I saw this article, I just thought it was very interesting and apropos now with Valentine's Day coming up. And again, the whole spending is all romantic and it's wonderful when somebody's taking you out places and doing things for you. May not be such a great compatibility when you live with them for the rest of your life.
That's a scary thought.
The rest of your life, right, Joe? Because that's what marriage is. The rest of your life.
Supposed to be.
Yes.
At least for about 50% of the people out there.
Yeah. Right? Exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh, man. So, let's see. I know you had a couple of other things over there.
I do. I feel like I'm talking so much, Joe.
I know.
You're scaring me.
Well, I have the first half. You have the second.
Oh, boy. Okay, so saving for retirement. You know, do Americans need a kick in the butt, or do they need a gentle nudge for saving? So, again, we talked earlier about the fact that now people have much more control over their retirement savings. They can choose not to participate in a 401k. They can choose what percent they contribute towards it. And unfortunately, Americans tend to want to live for the moment. They want to enjoy their money now.
Absolutely.
And the further away retirement is, the harder it is to think that this is a priority. If I'm 30 years old, why do I care at this moment? Why should I be taking away from my indulgences and enjoyment of my money at this moment to be putting some of it aside that I'm not going to be using for 35, 40 years? It just seems so far away. I wish there was more financial literacy out there for young people so that they can realize the magic of compounding interest, of the magic of contributions and matching contributions, and what difference that can make the earlier you are, the younger you are. So if they just started right out of college and saved as much as they could, just even say from the 24 to whatever age, like 24 to 30, even if they slowed down during the process when they were buying a house or having children, just having that lump grow for that much longer because they started so early, what a difference that would make.
Huge.
Right? So I know there's been conversations about, like, should there be, like, mandatory contributions to a 401k? Should the Joe, your favorite, should the government intercede and force people into...
Well, why not? They're taking over everything else. They've taken over education, healthcare, finance, banking.
But this would help people if they were forced to contribute to a 401k, 403b.
You know, trying to load the Supreme Court, take over the military. And you go on and on and on and on. Look at the Department of Environmental Protection using regulation without having any of those people be elected to those positions. I mean, you go on and on and on and on. Department of Justice, you know, doing the bidding of the administration. And so, you know, if you were a conspiracy theorist, you know, it just looks more and more like we the people becoming we the government.
Well, what if employers who did offer a 401k, what if it was standard practice to automatically enroll somebody in at the matching rate, and the person could opt out.
I think there has to be some qualifications to it.
What about they can opt out? Because that's the point. Like, they're not forced into it, but what if they automatically enroll them as a new employee, and they actually have to make the effort to go and opt out? And if they do, they do.
It sounds great, except nowadays, in order to negotiate great fees with plan administrators, the more money that you have in the plan, the better the deal that you get from the plan administrator, the companies, the mm-hmm. Vanguards, the Fidelities of the world, and
right.
Key Roll Prices, who package and administer the 401k mm-hmm. plans. So if you have a lot of assets with those companies, then they're going to give you a better deal than if you don't. So, of course, companies, you would think, would like to have something like this in place to try to mandate that all people sign up, because then we get a better deal. Mm-hmm. But not everyone has the money to put into a 401k. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other people who have different circumstances coming up that perhaps they don't want the company to know about. So if the company has one of these things like, well, you're automatically in unless you can opt out, and then we're going to kind of press you as to your reasoning why. I don't know if I'm necessarily comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I think through education, of your employees, you can put people in a position to make the right decision, but to automatically mandate that you have to do mm-hmm. this, along with have to sign up for health care, and you have
right,
to.
Right.
I mean, I think we have enough have to's in this country these days.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, education is really the key. And I think I know it was effective for me when I was as a finance major in college, and they gave those word problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the people just saw the potential of what a return would be over 40 years, say, putting in 3%, 6% of your salary.
Compounding is a magical thing,
right? But if you see it in numbers, it's crazy. It's almost inconceivable.
Mm-hmm.
And those problems, like if somebody started at 20 versus somebody started at 40, how could there be such a big difference over that 20 years? But 20 years of contributions and compounding interest,
mm-hmm.
So you're looking at just say yourself and your child, and they could be a millionaire, and you could have $250,000 in the end.
Well, you have to remember, you could be losing a third of whatever in the 401k to taxes when you decide to start taking your distribution. So mm-hmm. You better have a lot saved.
Right, right.
Because most people look at their 401k statements and they go, wow, this is great. I've got mm-hmm. all this money. No, you
don't.
They
don't think about that, right?
No, it's not all yours.
You're right.
The state has something to say about it. The federal government has something to say about it. And, if you live in a state, you're taking income out of a retirement plan, and you still want to work before you're at normal Social Security retirement age, it could have an adverse impact on the amount of money you get to keep out of your job salary.
Exactly, right. So put yourself into a higher tax
Social
bracket.
Social Security, there's a lot of things that go on that it's just not that simple, and mm-hmm. you really do need to sit down with somebody and work all of this out,
mm-hmm.
which is why there are people like you that exist as retirement experts to help people walk through the process.
Yep.
But we all want to believe it's that simple, don't we?
I know.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's also simple is the fact that it's 11:58 and it's time for us to get the heck out of Dodge. So we want to thank you for tuning in to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton with Genia Versa, and we are Patton, Heidi & Associates in Annandale, New Jersey, 908-713-6600 if you'd like to chat. And we hope that you have a wonderful day. Be safe. The roads are going to get a little bit slicker later on this evening as the temperature drops. And we don't want any one of you to get all banged up right before Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, or any other time. So, anyway, have a great day. Remember, buy Hunterdon. And that's where you buy your flowers, and buy often.
This is Genia Versa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton, Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms.
Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
Sponsored
a confident
by the
retirement approach
Chamber
is not a guarantee of future
Our
financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Denver Bronco fans are giving the team a hero's welcome as they return as Super Bowl champions. Fans camped out yesterday afternoon to greet players after the team's charter landed at the airport. The Broncos will get to celebrate with the city later today, and the victory parade is set to start at noon. The voting is about to get underway across New Hampshire, with very early results in from three tiny towns that voted overnight in the first-in-the-nation primary. At the stroke of midnight, voters in Dixville Notch and Hart's location cast their ballots for Ohio Governor John Kasich and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Millsfield went on for Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Hillary Clinton. And today is a good day for people.